Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
The brothers gave me an assignment this time.
弟兄们给我了在这一次聚会的里面一个任务。
I was asked to share on our faith and the science.
我所要交通的是关于科学与我们的信仰。
And I actually, and the question is there's some apparent conflict between the two.
那个问题是似乎在我们的信仰跟科学中间似乎有一些的矛盾。
And how should we look at this question?
我们应当怎样面对这些的问题？
Now, in particular, there's this question that faces our young people.
特别是对于我们的年轻弟兄姊妹们。
Now, when they go to school,
当他们上学的时候。
When we go to college,
进了大学。
When we go out to work,
或者出外工作。
Now, how do we face these conflicts?
我们怎样面对这些似乎的矛盾？
Now, this assignment actually was very difficult for me.
给指派我的这一个项目对我来讲是有点困难。
Because, I was never a physicist.
因为我不是一位物理学家。
I was never a biologist either.
我也不是一位生物学家。
The present day conflicts are in these fields.
对于那一个似乎有的这个矛盾我是很难去回答。
Yeah, it's very hard for me to comment on these, the matters itself.
叫我来讲论这些的事情是有点困难。
And there is even more difficulty, even the bigger difficulty.
那更大的难处。
Because we essentially have to extend outside of the Bible.
因为我们需要讲到在圣经以外的一些的事情。
And I dare not say anything that violates my Lord.
我当然不愿意讲任何的事情跟我们主所讲的有什么不相合。
And also, I dare not mislead brothers and sisters.
当然我也不想误导弟兄姊妹们。
And actually, many times in the past 4 months, I was so tempted to pick up the phone and call quit.
在过去四个月中间，我好几次很想拿起电话跟弟兄们说，不要我来讲。
And, but the Lord did not let me.
但主没有，让我这样。
The reason is this.
原因是这样。
The Lord was asking, do you know the answer?
主说你晓得这些的答案吗？
When you face these questions, do you know where you stand?
当你面对这些问题的时候，你的立场是在哪里？
And what is your basis?
你的根据在哪里？
So instead of this being to me, instead of this being a question for young brothers and sisters.
所以对我来说，这不单只是对年轻弟兄姊妹的一个问题。
And it's a question for myself.
对我也是一个问题。
It is actually very, very personal.
因为这是很个人性的。
Now I believe this probably is a question for you all.
我相信这也是大家每一位要面对的问题。
So, so I did a lot of studies.
所以我去查考了许多的资料。
And I had a lot of many sleepless nights.
所以我有很多晚上睡不着。
So instead of giving brothers and sisters a sermon, I'm not doing that.
所以我不是在这里跟大家讲道。
I'm actually giving brothers and sisters a report.
我是跟大家做一个报告。
I want to give brothers and sisters three verses.
我愿意给弟兄姊妹三节的圣经。
And with these three verses, we can have our feet standing confirm before the Lord and before the world.
用着在三节的圣经，我们的脚能够稳固的站立在神的面前，在主的面前。
Now before I talk about these three verses,
在我讲到这三节圣经之前
，there's another verse which actually we have to take that verse first.
有一节的圣经，我们先要来接受它。
This is in Gospel of John.
是在约翰福音里面。
Chapter 8.
第八章。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
The Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣说。
So you shall know the truth.
你们必晓得真理。
For the truth will make you free.
真理必叫你们得以自由。
So brothers and sisters, when we go with the Lord, when we dive into the Bible, we're not doing it blind.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们与主同行，当我们读到圣经里面的话，我们不是盲目的。
When we listen to the word of God,
当我们听到神的话，
and when we live according to it,
我们照着神话语而活。
It is not as some of the atheists were saying that we were blindly doing this. No.
不是像那些无神论者说我们是盲目的。
The Lord says, you shall know the truth, for the truth will make you free.
因为主说你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
The real truth only comes from the word of God.
真正的真理唯有从神的话语而来。
The other things go around it.
其他的事都在神话语的周围。
The most honest scientists,
那个真正诚实的科学家。
When they look at the world,
当他们看到这个世界。
When they look at the origin of the universe,
当他们看到宇宙的起源的时候。
When they look at men,
当他们看到人。
They cannot but, the real honest scientists, they cannot but say, this is beyond us.
真正诚实的科学家，他们不能不承认，这是超过我们所能领会的。
Yes, this is beyond we can claim.
这是超过我们所能宣告的。
This is beyond we can study.
这是超过我们能够去研究的。
This is beyond we can analyze.
这是超过我们所能去分析的。
So the Lord says,
所以主说，
you shall know the truth.
你要晓得真理。
For the truth will set you free.
因为真理必叫你们得自由。
So this is before I mentioned these three verses.
所以在我讲到这那三节圣经之前，我们要明白的。
Now these three verses, the first one is Genesis 1:1.
所以头一节的圣经是在创世纪第一章第一节。
Genesis 1:1, the first verse in the Bible.
创世纪一章第一节，圣经的第一节圣经。
Yeah, it says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那你说，起初神创造天地。
So it has to do with the universe.
这是关乎宇宙的。
In the beginning, God created heavens and earth.
所以起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the whole universe.
在起初，神创造了整个宇宙。
So this is one verse you have to get hold of.
所以这是一节的圣经，你必须抓住。
And the second verse is Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
所以第二节圣经是在创世纪第一章二十七节。
It says that God created man in His own image.
那你说神就照着自己的形象造人
？Right.And he created men and women according to his image.
乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So the first verse says the origin of the universe.
所以头一节的圣经讲到这一个整个宇宙的起头。
And the verse 27 talks about us, talk about men, the origin of men.
所以第二十七节就讲到我们那人人类的起头。
So we have three sessions this time.
所以我们有三次的交通的机会。
Yeah, the first one I would concentrate on in the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
所以头一堂 我会着重的讲起初神创造天地。
And the second session, we will concentrate on God created man in His own image.
第二堂我们我就会着重讲神是照着自己的形象造人。
And then a third verse is in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19.
第三个圣经是在提摩太后书第二章十九节。
Yeah. There it says, the firm foundation of God stands.
那你说神坚固的根基立住了。
Now, let's see. So that's basically that the reason we want to address that is actually in these past few months, I was, it was painful for me to say, you know, the Lord, what do you want to tell me?
这个原因我选这一节的圣经乃是在过去几个月我是在主面前这样艰苦的寻求主说向主说你要我说什么。
So, the Lord told me this verse.
所以主就把这节圣经给了我。
The firm foundation of God stands.
神坚固的根基立住了。
So, brothers and sisters, that is the verse and I will talk about in the third session.
所以那是在第三堂的时候我要交通的经文。
So, can we just bow down and have a word of prayer?
我们一同低头祷告。
Lord, we are talking about your own creation.
主啊，当我们来讲论到你自己的创造。
Lord, we feel we are very small.
主啊，我们是何等的微小。
Because Lord, you didn't say very much in the Bible.
因为在圣经的里面，你并没有提说太多。
You love us so much, love your people so much that you spend the whole book talking about your relationship and with us.
因为你爱我们爱人类是到这样的地步你整本圣经都是讲论着你与我们。
And yet you have told us clearly and unequivocally that you have created this universe.
但是你毫无疑问地告诉我们你创造了这个宇宙。
And you have so clearly told us you have created us.
你也很清楚地告诉我们你造了我们。
So Lord, we pray that these few sessions you will speak to us yourself.
所以主啊求你在这几堂的里面你向我们说话。
Now we admit we are so ignorant and we are so feeble.
主啊我们承认我们何等的微小何等的软弱。
And may you be gracious to us andopen our eyes to see it is you who created the heaven and earth.
愿意你向我们施恩叫我们很清楚地明白你创造了天地。
And Lord, it is you who have created us.
也是你创造了我们。
You not only did it in those many years ago, you're still doing it today.
你不但在许多年前这样的行你直到今天仍然如此的行。
So Lord, we give our time, we give our whole attention to you.
我们把我们整个的时间，我们整个的注意力交给你。
May you be exalted by your own story.
愿意因着你自己的故事，你得高举。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we know that the Bible,from the beginning to the end, the concentration, the emphasis is His relationship with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道圣经从开始到末了所着重的就是他神与我们的关系。
It is not a notebook or a recipe about science.
这不是一个科学的笔记或者一些的方法。
The material world or natural world was not God's emphasis.
这一个物质的世界自然的世界这不是神圣经里面的重点。
It only shows up in few pages in the Bible.
只是在圣经有几个地几页的地方提说到。
The rest of the whole Bible is talking about him and us.
整本的圣经其他的地方都是讲到神与我们。
But even so, in those very rare places where the Lord talks about something related to the earth, it was so accurate.
但是就在那一个少数的地方，当神讲论到这一个大自然的时候，都是这样的精准。
For example, these two verses we read in Genesis 1.
就比如说在创世纪第一章，我们读到的这两节两处的圣经。
We will use 2 days to talk about it.
我们用两天的时间来提到他们。
And then other places, for example, if you read Isaiah,
譬如说你读到以赛亚书的时候
，Isaiah chapter 40,
在以赛亚书40章
verse 22,
22节
，it mentions that the circle of the earth,
它讲到这个地球的是一个圆圈。
In Isaiah was about 700 years before Christ.
以赛亚是在主前差不多700年的时候的人物。
Yeah, about the 14th to 15th century. You know, later, about 14th to 16th century, then the navigators are trying to go out in the ocean around the world.
所以在1400年、1500年之后，那些航海的才绕着地球转。
Most people at that time didn't even know that the Earth was round.
在那个时候，没有人知道地球是圆的。
So Isaiah 700 years before Christ knew that the Earth is round.
但是以赛亚在主前700年前他就知道地球是圆的。
How did he know?
他怎么知道
？It's very interesting.
这很有意思。
Yeah. So The word of God rarely talks about things having to do with natural science.
所以在神的话语的里面并不多提到这个自然的世界。
But when it did, it was very, very accurate.
但是当说到的时候都是非常准确。
For example, the Genesis chapter 1.
比如说创世纪第一章第一节
yeah, it talks about this process of the making of the creation of the earth.
在第一章的里面讲到整个这一个宇宙的形成。
Now, this day one, day two, day three, this actually just expresses a process.
在头一天、第二天、第三天，这都讲到一个过程。
It talks about an order of things.
这是讲到一个很有次序的事情。
The last thing that showed up was man.
最后出来的乃是人。
Now today, if you go to science,
今天你去到科学的领域的里面
，you see so many years in the past.
你看过去那么多的年代
，you find that man, human, indeed was the last to appear on earth.
你就看到人类确实是在最后才在地上出现的。
So the Lord.Rarely talked about science.
所以主很少提到这些科学的事
情。But when he did, when he did, you see those are key verses you get hold of.
但是当神说到的时候，这就是几节关键性的圣经，我们必须抓住。
Genesis 1:1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
No one can refute that.
没有人能够对这节圣经有任何的争辩。
Of course, science cannot prove it. Science can never prove anything about God.
当然科学不能够证明神。
Yeah, but the science does prove that the universe has a beginning.
但是科学确实证明了整个宇宙有一个起点。
Brothers and sisters, this is in the human history coming to the 20th century.
弟兄姊妹，这是人类的历史来到20世纪的时候。
Nobody took Genesis 1:1 seriously.
没有人对于创世纪第一章第一节他们觉得是真实的。
No scientist would seriously believe that the universe had a beginning.
没有一个科学家他们真正 的认为整个宇宙有一个起点。
And all the scientists before, all the philosophers before, they think the universe is steady state.
在那之前，所有的科学家、所有的哲学家认为整个宇宙是一个很久持久的一个状态。
Yeah, and as it was forever in the past, it will be forever in the future.
就是在过去永远是怎样，到将来永远也是这样。
And a brother this morning mentioned Newton.
我们的弟兄早上提到牛顿。
And Newton and all these other scientists believe that the earth, that the universe is forever.
牛顿与当时那些科学家都相信这个宇宙是一个不改变的一个状态。
Yeah. No beginning and no end.
没有起源也没有结束的。
So nobody took Genesis 1:1 seriously.
所以在那个时候，没有人把创世纪第一章第一节认为是真的。
Because Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created."
因为在创世纪第一章第一节那里说到起初神创造。
Now today is 2013, the last, you know, the end of 2013.
我们现在来到2013年的结尾的时候。
If you went back 100 years,
如果你回到100年前
,1913,
在1913年的时候
,nobody, no scientist would take the beginning of the universe seriously.
没有人，没有一位科学家对于宇宙的起源认为是一件真的事。
Yeah, you don't see that in the science magazines.
在那个时候在科学的期刊的里面你找不到这样的说法。
And you don't see it in journals.
你也看不到这些杂志的里面。
You didn't see it in newspapers.
在报纸上你也读不到。
And you didn't hear any scientists talking about it.
你也听不到科学家这样的讲论。
Now today, 2013.
但是今天2013年的时候。
If you go to the science journal.
你去到去读这些科学杂志。
If you go science magazine.
你去科学的这些期刊。
You go to newspaper.
你读报纸。
You know, the origin of the universe everybody has to talk about.
那一个宇宙的起源大家都在讲论。
They talk about the origin of the universe.
讲到宇宙的起源
，the beginning of the universe，
在宇宙的起头
，or the birth of the universe，
或者这个宇宙的诞生
，not everybody believe why it happened，
不是所有的人能都相信为什么这样发生
，but everybody has to believe it did happen，
但每个人都相信曾经发生
，there was a beginning，
那有一个起点
，you know， the beginning was a very very small point。
那一个起源是一个很小的一点。
The whole universe was started with a very small point.
整个的宇宙开始于那一个很小很小的一点。
The point is smaller than a pinhead.
那一个小点比一个针头还小。
The point is smaller than the proton.
是比那个质子还要小。
But that point.It's the beginning of the universe.
但那一个起点是整个宇宙的起点。
Outside of that, there was nothing, absolutely nothing.
在那一个之外是什么都没有。
Now, prior to that,
在那之前
there was nothing either.
也什么都没有。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
that was the beginning, scientifically, the beginning of the universe.
这就是科学性的说法，这是宇宙的起点。起头
yeah, and it went like this. Everybody has to take it seriously.
所以因着这个缘故，所有的人都要很严肃地面对这一个问题。
Yeah, it started with that very small point.
就是从那很小的一点开始。
Prior to that, there was no point, not even that point.
在那之前，什么都没有，连那一点都没有。
Now, gradually, that point expanded.
慢慢的那一点就膨胀。
The whole thing was extremely hot.
在整个东西就非常的炎热。
It's the great pressure, big pressure, everything was there.
很大的压力，所有的事物都在其中。
And then it expanded into the size of the solar system.
所以就膨胀到成为太阳系这样的大。
Yeah, at that time there was no solar system.
在那个时候连太阳系都没有。
Then expanded.
然后
further.
然后继续的膨胀。
So after about 14 billion years.
所以大概在几十亿年之后。140亿年之后。
Yeah. And that's what we are today.
这就是来到我们今天。
So this thing, the scientists call it Big Bang.
这科学家就称为大爆炸或者大膨胀。
Yeah, you must have heard of this term.
大家应该听过这一个词。
Now, again, 100 years ago, nobody even talked about it. Nobody knew it. Nobody even believed it.
但是一百年前，没有人知道。没有人明白，也没有人谈这件事。
Now, I was when I was in college in 1965, I studied engineering.
在1965年我在大学的里面读工程。
Yeah, that was the fourth year.
第四年。
I had to take a course called modern physics.
我需要读一课那是现代物理。
And the professor talked about part of it. It talked about this Big Bang.
这个教授需要讲的其中一点就讲到这个大膨胀。
And none of us, none of my classmates took it seriously.
我们的同学没有一个人真正去领去留意这个事。
I believe our professor didn't take it seriously either.
我想那个时候我们的教授也不认为这是很严肃的事。
And then in Chinese language it's called 旁门左道。It's like going through a side door and it's out in the left field.
所以这是中文讲的旁门左道。
So you know, nobody took it seriously.
所以没有人很严肃的来面对这个事情。这是1965年。
Then I went to graduate school.
然后我去读研究所。
You know, my study was actually in the communication area.
我在研究所所研究的是属于通讯。
Yeah, it has more to do with math and less to do with physics.
是与数学有关系，跟物理没有太大的关系。
So I never took it seriously.
所以我也没
touch that issue.
所以我也没有很严肃的去碰这些事。
Yeah, once in a while I read it on newspaper. I just say, well, this is 旁门左道。
所以有的时候在报纸上读到我还是当它是旁门左道。
Yeah, and then in 1995, I was working at a space research place in Pasadena.
所以在1995年那时候，我在 Pasadena 在这一个太空研究实验室里面工作。
So I actually had to go to Geneva for something.
所以我需要出差到日内瓦去。
Now, one Saturday afternoon, I took a tour.
所以有个星期六下午我就去游览。
There was this European high energy laboratory.
所以这是欧洲高能量的一个实验室。
Yeah, so I went in and went to their tour exhibit hall.
我就去参观，去到他们的展览室。
Now there on the wall I see a huge picture.
在墙上我看到一个很大的一个图画。
It was a picture of the Big Bang.
这就是那一个大膨胀的图画。
Started a very tiny point.
这从一个很小的一点开始。
So after 14 billion, that's where we are.
然后经过140亿年来到我们今天。
So it was a shock to me.
对我是一个很惊讶的事。
This thing I thought was a 旁门左道。
这个大膨胀我认为是旁门左道的事。
Now it is at the central hall of the premier laboratory.
今天是在这一个世界有名的这一个实验室的里面来展示着。
Then in the years after that, I started to pay attention to this thing.
所以在那之后的几年我就留意这事。
Then I realized that in the year like in the in the early 1900 years to the last of 19, to within the whole century, the science world got turned upside down.
啊，所以我就啊领会到，在二十世纪，在一九啊一千九百年那整个一个世纪的里面，整个科学界就翻转过来了。
Now I give you a quick rundown of some of the events.
啊，我很快的跟大家讲一下有些什么事情发生。
Yeah, it is very interesting. You see that when you go through these events, you see.That there's one thing lurking behind everybody's mind.
啊，当你啊留意到这些事情的发生，你就发现有一个东西在所有这些科学家后面在那里操纵着。
Present day, it is called the Genesis question.
啊，在今天就称为创世纪的问题。
Yeah, if you read some of the books I read a book called The First 3 Minutes by a physicist called by the name of Weinberg has this book called The First 3 Minutes.
一位很有名的物理学家Weinberg 他有写了一本书，就是说起初的三分钟。
Yeah, and there you see this term, the Genesis question.
在那里他就有这样的一个词称为创世纪的问题。
So all through the last century, when this Big Bang thing was being debated on, at the back of everybody's mind was this Genesis question.
所以在过去一百年，大家在那里争论这一个问题的时候，在每个人的脑海的里面都有这样的一个创世纪的问题。
See, if this Big Bang is true,
如果这个大膨胀是对的。
If the Earth did have a beginning,
如果这个地球确实有一个起点。
Then Genesis 1.1 must be true.
那创世纪第一章第一节必然是对的。
So many scientists say we cannot let that happen.
所以许多科学家说我们不能让这个事情这样发生。
So this Big Bang must not be true.
所以这个大膨胀一定不能把不能是真的。
Now I'll give you some events.
我给大家讲一下有些事情。
The first person who even think about anything related to the universe was Einstein.
头一位想到关于这个宇宙的事情是爱因斯坦。
So Newton, our brother mentioned Newton this morning. Newton has this gravity thing.
牛顿是关于这个地心引力的事。
So Einstein, after he did this called special...relativity, which has to do with energy and mass.
所以爱因斯坦讲到这个特别相对论的时候关于质量跟这个能量的事情的时候。
So by which you build hydrogen bomb, the atomic bomb.
所以这样在这样的一个学说这个理论下造出了原子弹。1915年
Einstein published this thing called General Theory of Relativity.
所以爱因斯坦发表了这一个一般相对论的学说。
It tries to describe the motions of anything.
他就在那里形容任何这一个动作的
It's very few equations to try to explain everything.
有几个这个方程式来解说。
So it's called general relativity.
所以这是一般相对论。
Now Einstein find that with this general relativity with his equations, there's a problem.
爱因斯坦对于他这一个一般相对论的这个方程式，他有一个小问题。
The problem is unless he put in the fudge factor.Then the universe will be expanding.
因为如果他不把它放进一个常数的一个数据的话整个宇宙是扩展的。
So if the universe is expanding, then it has a problem.
如果这个宇宙是向外扩展的，那就有问题了。
It's not a steady state.
不是一个静态的。
And then we all believe this universe should be a steady state.
但当时大家都相信整个宇宙是属于恒常静态的。
No beginning and no end.
没有起头，没有结束。
So Einstein put in a fudge factor.
所以爱因斯坦就把它放下了一个数据。
1915.
1915年。
Now 1922, there is a young mathematician in Russia.
到了1922年，在苏俄就有一位年轻的科学家。
He felt this fudge factor shouldn't be there.
他觉得这爱因斯坦放进去的这个数据不应该放进去。
He took that fudge factor out, make it zero.
他就把那个归于零，等于就把它去掉了。
He's a very good mathematician. He tried to solve the equation.
他很好，他是一个很好的数学家，他要解决这个问题。
Then he find this universe actually is expanding.
他就发现整个宇宙是不断的扩展。
Now Einstein didn't like that.
爱因斯坦就不喜欢这样。
Because by that time he was a big professor.
因为那个时候他是一个很高级的教授。
I think he actually rejected that paper.
我想他拒绝了这一篇文章。
About a year or two later.
所以一两年之后
，The other people convinced him that he's wrong.
所以其他人就告诉爱因斯坦，你错了。
So Einstein wrote a letter to the paper saying I'm sorry.
所以爱因斯坦就写了一封信去道歉。
Now, just a couple of years later, there was a Belgian priest.
然后之后在比利时有一位牧师。
Yeah.因为神父。
神父。
Yeah, he actually, his name is Lamet, George Lamet.
是 George Lamet 神父。
对，他 he actually got ordained as a priest, and in the same time he was the graduate student going to study physics.
他在被封为神父的时候。他也在研究所来做研究。
Because he liked math.
因为他喜欢数学。
And he liked physics.
他喜欢物理。
So then he went to MIT.
然后他去到麻省理工学院。
And then I think he got his doctorate there.
他就在那里得了他的博士学位。
Then he went to England.
然后他到英国。
And do the astronomy.
来研究天文。
In 1922 or 23, he actually wrote something up.
所以在1922年或23年的时候，他写下这样。
He knew nothing about what this Russian mathematician did.
他不知道那一位在苏俄的这个数学家所研究出来的结果。
So he just tried to solve Einstein's equation.
他只是要去解出这个爱因斯坦的他的这个方程式。
It's very hard, but he did.
是不容易，但他做到了。
And then when he did, he find this universe is expanding.
当他解决了这个问题的时候，发现整个宇宙是在膨胀。
So he wrote it up.
所以他就写下来。
And he called it a big expansion, something like that.
所以他就称为这一个大的膨胀。
So when he explained it, he would just say it's just like a firework going like that.
所以他在解释的时候，他就说就像那个放鞭炮一样，这样一下炸开了。
And then he says it happened on a day which has no yesterday.
他说这就是在那一个没有昨天的那日子。
So what he's really saying is this.
所以他所说的是这样。
He said the whole universe started with a very small point.
他说整个宇宙起源在一个小点。
Everything was there.
所有的东西都在其中。
Prior to that, there was nothing.
在那之前什么都没有。
So that's why he called it a day without yesterday.
所以他称为那是一个没有昨天的日子。
Yeah, and then the universe will be just expand.
然后整个宇宙就开始膨胀。
But why could he say that this thing is a small point is the beginning? Why he said that?
为什么他说这一个小点是那一个整个宇宙的起点呢？
Because he said the whole universe is expanding.
因为他说整个宇宙都是向 向外膨胀。
If it expands, then if you think back, it must have come from one single point.
因为它不断的这样膨胀，当你回头往回看的时候，必然从一个起点开始。
So he wrote it up.
所以他把它写出来。
Einstein has to see it.
爱因斯坦必须读他这篇文章。
Einstein said, "Your math is good."
所以爱因斯坦说你的这个数学计算是好是对的。
But your physics is abominable.
但是你的物理是可恶的。
Now, so he was not accepted by Einstein.
所以这一篇文章就没有被爱因斯坦接受。
I think the paper was published, but nobody would read it because Einstein didn't like it.
因为爱因斯坦不喜欢，所以虽然他发表了这篇文章，但没有太多人去读。
Now 2 years later, in 1929.
所以过了两年，在1929年的时候
，a young astronomer, he was watching the skies all the time on the mountain behind Pasadena.
那位年轻的天文学家他在 Pasadena 后面那个山上在观看天际。
Yeah, and that's they call Mount Wilson Observatory.
那是在 Mount Wilson 的观察站。
And his name is Hubble.
这就是哈勃。
Yeah, today you know there's Hubble Telescope.
现在今天大家都知道有这个哈勃天文望远镜。
Now he's extremely famous. That time he was not.
现在他很出名了，当时他并不是这样有名。
Very lonely over there, just one assistant. Every night, look at the sky.
他很孤独的每天晚上就望着天看。
But he was very intelligent.
他很有智慧。
He discovered that all the stars are actually going away from us.
他就发现所有的这些星球都是往我们的这个远离而去。
Yeah, of course you say today if you look at the star, how do you know star goes that way? It's very hard.
今天我们望着天看，说这个星星怎么叫做往外跑。
So this is not easy. I mean, there's a reason he came to his conclusion, but actually he came to the conclusion.
当然我们不太容易明白，但是他有他的方法能够下这样的一个结论。
Everything we can see move away.
我们所能看见的都是往外而去。
So he showed this result to the science community.
所以就他就把他的这个结论在科学界里面来发表。
Einstein came.
爱因斯坦来了。
Went to the mountain.
去到那山上。
And examine his data.
来查验他的这些数据。
And then Einstein said, "Now I know I'm wrong."
然后爱因斯坦说，现在我知道我错了。
So next time when Einstein saw this Lemaître in a meeting.
所以下一次这个爱因斯坦遇到在一个会议上见到 Lemaître 这一位科学家的时候。
So Lemaître was explaining his thing.
Lemaître 在那里解释他的。
Yeah, so Einstein said, "This is the best explanation of the universe."
爱因斯坦说这就是关于宇宙最好的解释。
But of course, this is only Einstein talking.
这当然只是爱因斯坦在说。
Very quickly, in the science community, there are a lot of people who question this thing.
很快的，在科学界就有很多科学家质问这件事情。
A very famous astronomer in England by the name of Fred Hoyle.
在很有名的在英国一位天文学家叫 Fred Hoyle.
He said, you know, if we take this thing seriously, you know, these people, they all get the feeling from the first page of Genesis.
他说如果我们很严肃的来看，这些人都是从创世纪的第一面那里得来的观念。
So, brothers and sisters, you see,When this expanding universe and the beginning of the universe starts to be formed, people's mind immediately went to Genesis 1:1.
所以当这一个宇宙的起源，宇宙一个起点这一件事情，在大家脑海里面发生的时候，大家马上就想到创世纪第一章。
And these traditional scientists didn't like it.
这些传统的科学家他们都不喜欢这个结论。
It's distasteful. It's distasteful.
这是非常他们不喜欢的。
In science, it cannot have happened.
在科学里面不能够这样发生。
But then, so throughout the about 80 years in the last century.
在上一个世纪，在八十年这样长久的年代的里面。
It was a huge debate.
有很大的一个争论辩论。
So finally in 1960 something.
在一九六几年的时候。
Before I get to that, there's another question. You just see things expanding and then because of that you have a little point. That's not good enough.
你只是看到一切的的事物都是在扩展有这么一个起点这还不够。
So how do you explain that the stars are formed?
你怎样来解释这些星球怎么形成的
？How do you explain that the sun is formed？
你怎样来解释太阳怎么形成的
？How do you explain that the earth is formed？
你怎样解释地球怎么形成的
？So in the 1940s, so
所以在一九四十年代
，there were some physicists
有一些的物理学家
，and one of them his name is Camus
有一位叫做。甘木的 yeah, 这一位科学家
I think it's George Camus
George Camus
They actually tried to study this thing called nuclear synthesis
他来研究这一个核子分化
How energy can actually come together become subatomic particles
怎样这个能量能够集合在一起成为这一个次原子的
yeah,
的能力
How does subatomicparticles come together, become atomic, become atoms.
怎样的一个次原子能够结合成为原子
？And how do they combine further to be heliums and hydrogens? And so much of that is in the air.
怎样他们又结合成为氢气氧气或者这些在空气里面的这些元素
and how this thing can finally become carbon
怎样又成为碳
now it's after it becomes carbon then it becomes plants then it becomes animals it becomes us
因为有了碳就能够有植物有动物有我们这些人
remember the Lord says that he made us out of the dust
因为主说他是用尘土造人
so you have to have dust
你需要有尘土。
So how does the dust come about?
那尘土又怎么来的呢
？Of course, they didn't talk about that. That's just my editorial.
当然，这些科学家不是这样来说的，这是我来为他们解释。
Yeah, but no matter what they said, nobody wants to pay attention.
但无论如何，他们所说的没有人去留意。
Because what they are talking about is one way that the universe could be formed.
因为他们所讲论的只是宇宙能够形成的其中的一个说法。
Now, 1965,
到了1965年
there's some communication scientist in the Bell Telephone in New Jersey.
所以在这一个贝尔这个研究室的里面有这些的科学家一同讨论。
They are trying to, those are the early days of satellite communication or any communication.
因为他们是研究这一个通讯这个是在这一个卫星通讯很早期的时候。
So when they move their antenna all over the sky, they pick up some noise, which is uniform in the sky.
所以当他们用着他们的这些天线在整个天空这样转的时候，他们收到一个在整个宇宙里面。有的这一个杂音
，and they couldn't believe it，
他们不能相信。
But after quite a long time of study and eliminating the doubts, so finally they come to the conclusion that no matter where you look in the sky, there is this noise. Same noise.
所以经过他们的处理，除去任何的的错误，但他们不能最后的结论，无论在空中你怎么看，都有。一个杂音在那里。
Yeah, very very faint noise.
很微小的声音。
But it's everywhere.
是到处都是。
Now these are engineers.
这些都是工程师。
I should say the radio astronomers.
这是他们都是这个无限天文学家。
They knew nothing about this Big Bang.
他们对这些大膨胀，他们并没有了解跟研究。
But when they tell them their result.
但是当他们发表他们的发现的时候，
Maybe other people are saying this is exactly what we're looking for.
这就那些科学家就说这就是我们在找的。
So this couple of Bell Telephone people, they finally got a Nobel Prize.
所以这几个贝尔实验室的这些人就得了诺贝尔奖。
Yeah, but no matter what the implication of that discovery is.
那一个发现所指出来的。
That Big Bang is true.
这个大膨胀是对的。
You know, when the universe expanded, get all over the place.
当这个宇宙这样膨胀的成为到处都是的时候。
Now it's the same stuff that gets all over the place.
是同样的东西也这样分散在各处。
And all these things from different parts of the sky came from one place.
那在天空所有各处的一些东西都是从一个地方来的。
Yeah, so that gives, after that, a lot of scientists start to believe this Big Bang.
所以那个事情之后，许多的科学家就开始相信这个大膨胀。
Of course, the instrument was not that precise.
当然，他们用的这些仪器并不是那么精准。
So in 1993,
所以到1993年的时候,
at that time a satellite was launched.
所以那个时候这个卫星已经射上太空了。
Yeah, one satellite. Well, the satellite, the whole purpose is to look at this cosmic background radiation.
所以那一个卫星整个的任务就是在太空中寻找这些的。
And then the result is exactly what this Big Bang predicts.
那个他们所收集资料的结果，正是这个大膨胀学说预言到的。
So science community at the end of the 20th century basically all accepted this Big Bang.
所以在20世纪末了的时候，差不多可以说所有的科学家都接受这个大膨胀的说法。
Yeah. At the beginning of the 20th century, nobody accepted this thing. Haven't even heard of it.
20世纪开始的时候，没有人相信，没有人听过。
So at the beginning of the 20th century, nobody took Genesis 1:1 seriously.
所以在20世纪开始的时候，没有人对于创世纪1章1节认为是可信的。But
at the end of 20th century,
到了20世纪结束末了的时候，
nobody could ignore it.
没有人能够忽略它。So
brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
it is wonderful.
这是何等的奇妙。
You know, the Genesis was written 150 years before Earth. 1,500 years before Christ.
创世纪是在主前1500年前写下来的。Moses'
time.
是摩西的时候写的。Moses'
time. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
起初神创造天地。No,
wonderful. We the believers took it by faith.
所以我们这些信徒就因着信而接受。
Never questioned it.
从来没有质疑。
But then if we people ask you, do you have an evidence?
但是有人问你，你有证据吗？
We probably cannot say that there's an evidence.
所以我们可能说我们没有什么证据。
You know, we would say, of course, you know, Bible says so.
我们当然说当然是这样，因为圣经这样说。
But at the end of the 20th century,
但是到了20世纪， 末了的时候,
we not only have God's word.
我们不但有神的话,
we have evidence.
我们有了证据。
No scientist can take this Genesis 1:1 lightly.
没有一个科学家能够把创世纪1章1节认为是很简单的事。
Now, when I was saved having nothing to do with science.
当我得救的时候跟科学毫无关系。
I was saved by Lord Jesus.
我是因着主耶稣基督 蒙拯救,
Him alone.
唯有他,
but
但是,
when I found out that the 20th century science come to this point,
当我发现二十世纪的科学来到这一个点的时候
，I really worship the Lord.
我真是敬拜主。
You know, everything he said is true.
他所说的所有的话都是真的。
His word stands.
他的话坚定。
The firm foundation of God stands.
所以那神坚固的根基立住了。
Now, there. I think I think I passed some of the things I originally.
我要略过一些。
Let me say one thing. One thing. In Britain there was a great astronomer by the name of Arthur Eddington.
在英国有一个有名的这个天文学家 Arthur
Eddington.
Eddington.
He was closely related to Einstein. In work.
在他工作上跟爱因斯坦很有密切的关系。
And in the early days, he wrote. He was a mathematician and astronomer.
他是一个数学家，也是一个天文学家。
He was actually the teacher of this Lamet that we mentioned. This priest.
我们刚才讲到那位神父 Lamet. Eddington Arthur Eddington 是他的老师。
Now Eddington, early years, he wrote the mathematical theory of relativity.
在他早年的时候写下了这个相对论的这个学说的文章。
So he was that good.
他是这样杰出的。
He was the one who conducted the experiment observation to give a proof of relativity, of a general relativity.
因为他也主持这一个研究去关于一般相对论的这个实验。
And in 1943,
在1943年的时候。
1931.
是在1931年的时候。
So this is what he said.
他这样说。
He said, I have no axe to grind in this discussion.
他说在这个议论之中我没有什么恶意。
But the notion of a beginning is repugnant to me.
他说但是一个有起点的这个概念对我而言有反感。
Yeah, 反感 that's right. 反感或者是 he finds this thing incompatible with science.
他是觉得跟科学不相容。
He finds this thing to be incompatible with our common sense.
他觉得跟我们的常识的不相容。
Now, in 1993,
在1993年的时候
when this satellite called COBE, when that satellite result was shown,
在就是那一个称为 COBE 的这个卫星它的结论能够发表的时候
and that conclusion actually gave everybody kind of put the nail in the coffin that this Big Bang is true.
那一个发现就可以说对于这一个大膨胀这个学说的准确性有了一个盖棺定论 的讲法。
This lead scientist when he gives this 10 minutes briefing to the news in New York.
他在纽约给记者开了一个很简短的这一个发表会。
So he 10 minutes he explained the results.
他用十分钟发表他们的发现。
Finally is this picture.
然后就是这一个照片。
The picture shows the temperature distribution of the universe.
这一个照片就显出在整个宇宙里面那一个温度的差别。
And then he said, at the end,
最后他说
he said, if you are religious,
他说如果你有宗教信仰
then it is like seeing the face of God.
就如同见到神的面。
So brothers and sisters, it is extremely distasteful for an astronomer to mention God.
你知道作为一个天文学家能够提到神啊这是很没有面子的事。
Yeah, nobody would say that.
没有人敢这样说。
But at that time, everybody know the criticality of this result.
但是那个时候大家都知道这一个发现的那个关键性。
It would change the thinking, the concept, the belief of scientists over the 20 centuries.
它改变了二十世纪以来科学家的那个观念，他们的想法，他们的学说。
Essentially, the scientific thinking from day one, from Moses' time.
从摩西的时代，从一直以来的科学思想。
From all history.
整个历史中间。
So he's saying, you know this thing. Now we see this thing, we have to change our thought.
他说。这个我们现在看见的这个东西，我们要改变我们的想法。
The universe did have a beginning.
这个宇宙确实有一个起点。
Prior to that, there was nothing.
在那之前什么都没有。
After that, there was everything.
在那之后什么都有了。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we see in the physics of last century.
这个是在我们上一个世纪物理界里面所看见的。
Now, as to what does this have to do with us?
我就要说这些跟我们有什么关系？
Now, this Big Bang says essentially this.
这一个大膨胀，基本上这样说。
The whole universe started with a very small point, at what they call a singular point.
整个宇宙在一个很小的单一的一个点上开始。
There were basically no material. All the energy was concentrated there.
完全没有物质，所有的能量都在其中。
Now that is the space.
这就是那个空间。
Today our space is very very big.
今天我们所讲的这一个空间很大。
And at that time, that's the space.
在那个时候，那个空间就这么一点。
And it's extremely hot.
非常的热。
The center of the sun is right now, the temperature of the center of the sun is like 10 to the 8th degree.
这个太阳的中心的热度在是十八次方。
Yeah, and now, very hot.
是很热的。
Now, if you go to the biggest accelerator in the world, it's in Geneva.
在日内瓦世界最大的加速器。
You can make the temperature go as high as 10 to the 12th.
那一个你能够加速到温度可以增加到十的十二次方。
Yeah, this is where this action happened.
所以在那里所发生的事。
Now, this at the very beginning, like you know, within a fraction of a second of the Big Bang of the origin, the temperature is 10 to the 32.
所以在这一个大膨胀一开始这个一秒中都没有的那个时间就能够达到有十到三十二次方的这个热度。
And then in a fraction of a second, in one hundredth of a second.
在一秒的差不多百分之一秒的时间的里面。
Yeah, the size of the universe has expanded to about you know the circle is like 4 light years.
这一个宇宙已经膨胀到这个圆周差不多有
四个光年。Yeah, which is like 100 times of the size of a solar system.
这是这个太阳系一百倍这么大。
So this is only within 1/100th of a second.
这只是百分之一秒的这样时间里面。
So, and then, you know, and then when time keep going on, the temperature drops a little bit, and then the space get bigger.
然后时间这样过去，温度降低，这一个空间膨胀。
Now after about 1 billion years.
所以差不多在十亿年的时候。
These galaxies are starting to form.
这些星系就开始形成。
Yeah, and also the ions and the carbons are formed.
这些铁质或者这些碳质元素这些就开始形成。
And then 10 billion years later.
所以在一百亿年的时候。
Yeah, and then, you know, the planet got formed.
这些星系就开始形成。
You know, I may not be too accurate here. I mean, when you read the book, you'll find some other thing. But that basically is the idea.
这大致上我的形容是能够大家能够明白是这样。
From nothing,
从无有。
There's a point.
有一个点。
Very hot, very dense.
非常的高温，非常的精密。
Then within a fraction of a second, it expands to 100 times of solar system.
在很短的时间，不到一秒的时间的里面，就有太阳系100倍这样大。
Then it gets bigger and bigger.
然后继续的越来越扩展。
Then you see the stars.
然后你看到星球。
You see carbon.
你看到这些碳。
Then you see the planet.
然后看到这些植物。
That's why it's related to us.
所以这是跟我们有关系。
It is on this planet called Earth.
这就是
we are here.
就是在这个地球。上我们出来了。
There's many atheists wants to tell you that the universe came having nothing to do with you.
许多无神论者都要告诉你这个宇宙的来源跟你我毫无关系。
You say God has a purpose.
你说神有一个目的。
The universe has no purpose.
宇宙没有目的。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹,
it is very, very rare if you try to see that one step after another, after another, after another, finally we have a plant and finally we have us.
弟兄姊妹，当你一步一步看这样的发展，有了星球，有了地球，有了你我。
If you just go by chance,
如果只是几率性的
，The chance will not lead the universe to here。
用豁然率不会从宇宙能够引到我们的出现。
By far it will not be here。
毫无可能的。
There was a physicist。
有一位
in England,
在英国有一个物理学家。
He wrote a little book。
他写了一本书。
Called Just Six Numbers。
就是只有六个数字。
仅仅六个数字。
仅仅六个数字，就这六个数字。
He's saying these six numbers. Anyone, if it's off by a little bit, we are not going to be here today.
这六个数字，如果其中一个稍微的有一点点的差别，我们就不可能存在。
For example, if gravitation is a little bit bigger than what it is now.
比如说地心引力比现在的稍微大一点点。
And then years passed.All these galaxies and stars will actually collapse together.
那在过去的年代，这些星球星际都会冲在一起。
And then there will be no Earth.
那就不可能有地球的存在。
If this gravitation is a little bit bigger,
如果地心
I'm sorry, if it's bigger, then we got collapsed.
如果地心引力稍微大一点点，这些东西通通就缩在一起。
If it's a little smaller,
如果小一点
then we'll be all flying away.
那我们都要这样的飞出去了。
You know, there's no chance for Earth to exist. There's no chance for you and me to exist.
那地球就不可能存在，你我也不可能存在。
So this person, this physicist, he wrote this. It's just six of them. I only mentioned kind of a one. There are five others.
所以这一位物理学家说，仅仅的这六个数字，我就是提一个。
There's another person by the name of Francis Collins.
另外一位科学家 Francis Collins.
He's a geneticist.
他是这个基因学家。
He wrote a book called The Language of God.
他写了一本书《神的语言》。
So from his point of view, the language of God is the DNA.
从他的角度来讲，神的语言就是这些的 DNA.
But he's a good brother.
他是一位我们好弟兄。
You know, he's a Christian that does not mind to stand before the world.
他是一位科学家，他愿意站在世界的面前。
To proclaim his faith.
宣告他的信仰。
Now there he actually mentioned there are about 15 parameters.
他提到有15个基数。
If you are off a little bit, you're not going to be here.
你稍微差一点点，你就不可能存在。
So we here is almost a miracle.
所以我们今天能够存在，几乎是神迹。
You know, God has made the universe and the parameters, he has made the physics laws in such a way that you and I are here today.
神把整个宇宙啊，整一个物理的各样的事情，能够仅能够准确的这样叫你我今天能够生存存在。
And there's a physicist by the name of Freeman Dyson. He's still alive.
一位物理学家 Freeman Dyson， 他还活着。
He said, the more I examine the universe and the detail of its architecture.
当我一直在那里研究这个宇宙跟它的形状的时候
the more evidence I find that the universe in some sense must have known we are coming.
整个宇宙似乎知道我们要来临。
Our brother this morning talks about Ruth.
我们的弟兄早上提到路德。
Now, Ruth and Naomi was not something by accident.
路德跟拿尔米不是这样偶然发生的。
Their story was not an accident.
他们的故事不是一个意外的事。
The universe, the coming of the universe, the structure of the universe, the happening of the universe was not by accident.
整个宇宙的结构，宇宙的来临， 这也不是意外发生的。
It's God's thought.
这是神的意念。
God wanted that to happen this way.
神要如此的发生。
God wanted the people.
神要有人。
That one of these days his son will come.
有一天他的儿子要来到。
That his son will make everybody else like him.
他的儿子要使所有的人能够像他。
To fulfill his eternal purpose.
来完成他那永远的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, when you face scientists, you cannot tell them this.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当你面对科学家的时候, 你不能这样跟他们讲。
But you look at this thing called Big Bang.
但是当你看到这个大膨胀,
it's such a strange thing, but it happened.
好像很奇怪的事情, 但是是这样发生。
It seems to be totally contrary to the so-called scientific common sense, but it happened.
这好像跟科学的尝试是违背的, 但是却是这样发生。
Totally 180 degrees. Against what's the norm of the science at the time.
在当时科学界的里面是接受的正常情形是完全相反。
100 years ago, it was a nonsense. Today, it is the norm.
100年前这是无稽之谈，但今天却是正常的规律。
It was nonsense then, it's a common sense now.
那个时候是无稽，现在是常识。
So we have to praise the Lord for that.
所以我们要为此来感谢神。
Now, I still have some few minutes, right? I have 15 minutes. Okay. You know, God being the creator is not only for physical things.
弟兄姊妹, 神作为一位创造者, 不是只是一些物质的,
He is a creator of the unseen as well as seen.
他在眼见的里面, 还有见不到的里面, 他都是那一个创造者。
He is the creator of the spiritual world, of the mental world, in addition to the physical world.
他是那一个物质的世界，那一个精神的世界，也在那一个属灵的世界的那一位创造者。
This physical world, he created physical world, we have to discuss it in the context of science.
他创造了这个物质的世界，我们是要在这一个科学的领域的里面来讲说。
But he being the creator of the unseen, the creator of the spiritual world, the creator of a mental world, is realized in you and in me.
但是神作为那一个精神世界还有属灵世界的那一位创造者，就是跟你我是完全是有在你我之中。
Science world, some of the atheists who are, you know, who have agenda, who cause a lot of argument, but that stayed at only a corner of God's creation.
这些无神论者在物质世界的里面，他们制造许多的问题，他们有他们的想法，但这在整个神的创造的里面只是一个在一个角落上。
Yes, it's only in a corner.
只是在一个小角落上。
The physical universe, the physical thing is only a corner of God's whole creation.
那一个物质的世界在整个神的创造的里面只是一部分，一个角落。
There are millions of million people today.
今天有成千上万上亿的人。
Everyone has a lifetime.
每一个人都有一生的年日。
Throughout the history,
在整个历史的里面。
There are millions of millions of millions of people.
有百万上亿的人。
There are millions of millions of lifetimes.
有许许多多这样的的一生。
God is creator for all that.
神也是所有的这些的创造者。
While there are a lot of things to argue about in the science world, in the physical world,
虽然在科学界，在物质世界的里面有许多我们可以争论的。
But in you and me, and in millions and millions of lifetimes, there was nothing to argue about.
但是在你跟我的里面，在这许许多多成千上万的这些一生的的日子的里面，是没有可争论的。
God is a creator.
神是那一位创造者。
There was an astronomer by the name of Jocelyn Bell.
有一位 Jocelyn Bell, 他是天文学家。
And she actually now is called Jocelyn Bell Burnell.
他是 Jocelyn Bell Burnell.
This year, now she's 70 years old.
他今年70岁了。
When she was a graduate student,
当他还在研究院念书的时候
at Cambridge
在剑桥英国剑桥读书的时候
they were observing the skies
他观察这个天空
and she and her advisor
他跟他他的教授
she saw something very strange
他看到有一些东西很奇怪
you know at that time they take one picture after another picture after another picture of a particular star
因为那个时候他们对某一个星球就照相不断的摄影
He took a whole pile of pictures.
他照了许多的相片
He finds that every so often a blink comes out.
就每隔一段时间就有一个闪光出来
And it's very very accurate. The period is very very accurate.
这是很精准的
And they thought there probably some ship comes by.
他们以为有船经过。
But then they ruled that out.
但是他们排除了这个可能性。
So finally they discover this thing, the present day is called pulsar.
这就是今天我们所称为的那个间歇性的这个 pulsar.
It's a neutron star.
这是一个
中子星。It keeps turning.
它是不断的在那里旋转。
It's like a lighthouse.
就像灯塔这样的转。
Yeah. When it points your direction,
当它对着你这个方向
，you see it.
你看见。
It's called pulsar.
这是间歇的这种。
So for this, her boss got the Nobel Prize.
这样她的老板就得了诺贝尔奖。
And she didn't.
她没有。
The whole England science community.Uproar, have an uproar. See, this is unfair.
所以整个英国的这个科学界就为他抱不平。
And she was a Quaker.
她是一个清教徒，贵格。
Practicing Quaker.
她是虔诚的清教徒。
So of course it's hard for her.
当然对她来讲也并不容易。
And then she finally said this.
她最后这样说。
She said, you know, the thesis advisor, he's responsible for everything.
他说我们做研究我的老板他是负责一切
If we fail is his responsibility
我们如果失败了那是他的责任
So if we succeed is his credit too
所以我们成功了这是他的功劳
So he's cool with it She's cool with it
所以他这很好
But that's not the story we want to tell She continued to be an astronomer
他继续从这个天文学家
He's very respected in England and all over the world
在英国在全世界都很受人尊重的
A few years ago an outfit in California gave her an interview
几年前在加州有个地方给她一个访问。
Remember, she's a Quaker.
记得她是一个清教徒。
This is what she said.
她是这样说。
It's 1998.
1998年的时候。
Yeah, she said, astrophysics feeds into my spiritual life only in a minor way.
她说天体这个物理学对于我的属灵生命来讲是很小的一部分。
The sense of God that comes to me in still times is so profound that nothing else holds a candle to it.
当我安静的时候，那个神的那个感觉对我来讲是这样的深刻，没有其他的事物可以像拿一个蜡烛一样沾光。
So by nothing else, she actually meant the science stuff.
所以他说没有任何事物，他是指着那些科学的事情。
Yeah, she actually is a whole lifetime practitioner in science.
他是医生，在科学界工作的人。
And has so beautiful achievement.
他有很好的成就。
But she said these contribute almost nothing to my faith.
他说，但是这些事物在我的信仰上毫无益处。
And she said the sense of God that comes to me in still time is so profound.
当我安静与神在同在，那一个与神同在的感觉是这样的深刻。
That nothing else can compare to it.
没有任何事物可以与它相比。
You know, I try to see what holds a candle to it mean.
我因为他的原文是他原来讲的是说拿了一根蜡烛在那里。
See, in old time in England or anywhere, there was no light. There's just the candles or there's the gas lights.
因为在很古老的时候，在英国在各地没有现在的这些电灯哈这就是用蜡烛或者一些油灯。
So when you cannot see anything, you get somebody, some master craftsman to come fix something at your home.
所以你看不见东西的时候，你就找了工人来在你家里面来修理。
And then you're going to hold a candle to help him.
所以你要拿根蜡烛这样跟他照亮来帮他。
Now if you're not good enough, you're not good enough to hold even a candle.
你如果不行的话，你在旁边拿蜡烛都不配。
She is saying this.
他是这个意思。
He's saying God is so important to me.
他说神对我是这样的重要。
A science doesn't hold a candle.
科学连拿蜡烛都不配。
Not that important.
完全不重要。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
those who really saw the Lord,
那真正看见主的人，
tasted the Lord,
能够尝到 主恩之味，
Walk with the Lord.
能够与主同行的，
Nothing compares to it.
没有任何事物可与它相比。
Now here is the firm foundation of God.
这就是神稳固的根基。
Now when in the Bible we see a lot of signs and wonders.
在圣经的里面我们读到许多的神迹奇事。
God opened the Red Sea.
神叫红海分开。
God flowed water out of the rock.
神叫磐石流出泉源。
God sent down the manna.
神叫马拿降下。
And God make Virgin Mary conceive.
神叫童贞女玛利亚能够受孕。
And God raised Jesus from the dead.
神叫耶稣从死里复活。
All these things are physical.
这些都是物质界的东西。
Because it happened.
因为都发生了。
The reason it can happen.
这些事情事物能够发生。
I don't think they violate any physical laws.
它没有违背任何物理的定律。
But the reason it happened.
但它能够发生的原因。
God is a God the creator.
因为神是那一位创造者。
He has infinite power.
他有无限的能力。
He has infinite energy.
他有无限的力量。
He has infinite wisdom.
他有无限的智慧。
A thousand years in the eyes of God is but one day.
那千年在神的眼中如同一日。
It could be done in one day.
他能够一天之内发生。
It could be done in one moment.
他能够在一刻 一刹那之间发生。
If in a fraction of a second，
在那一秒不到一秒的时间
，He could get a point， get a singular point。
他能够叫那一个单一的点。
He could make that singular point as big as solar system。
他能够叫这一个单一的点能够像太阳系这样大。
As big as the Milky Way。
能够像银河系这样的大。
He could do anything。
他能够行任何事。
When our Lord Jesus come to earth，
当我们的主耶稣来到地上
，Only 3.5 years he walk among men。
他在三年半之间在人中间行走。
Signs and wonders follow him。
那神迹奇事跟随着他。
Why he could do that？
为什么他能够行这些事
？Because he was son of God。
因为他是神的儿子。
The whole infinite power of creation of God is now given to him。
那神创造的那无限的能力在他身上。
Infinite power。
那无限的能力。
Infinite energy。
无限的力量。
And infinite wisdom。
那无限的智慧。
That's why our Lord Jesus could do all that。
所以我们的主耶稣能够行这些事。
But the interesting thing is this。
但更有趣的在这里。
The Lord want to get our eyesight away from the physical things。
但是神要我们的眼目离开这些物质的东西。
Now into the spiritual things。
来进入那属灵的境界。
He says this generation wants signs and wonders。
他说这个世代要寻求神迹奇事。
But there's only one sign and wonder。
只有一件神迹。
Which is the sign and wonder of Jonah。
那就是约拿的神迹。
So you see the sky。
你看到天空。
You see the weather。
你看到天气。
You can tell the weather。
你能够知道天气如何。
But why don't you get right with God？
但是你为什么不与神相合了
？You know this story we know in John chapter I forgot John chapter 9 about this blind man。
在约翰福音第九章那一位瞎眼的人。
Remember the Lord Jesus healed him。
主医治了他。
That he could see。
他能够看见。
But the whole chapter。It's like 40 some verses.
但整章的圣经四十几节。
Only first seven verses has to do with this man's physical eyes open.
只有头七节讲到这个人他那个眼睛得开启。
What does the rest of the chapter talk about?
那一章其他的那些经节讲什么呢
？It talks about this man's eyes in the inside got open.
讲到这个人他里面的眼睛开启了。
So the Lord, when he, the signs and wonders follow him.
所以这个神迹奇事跟随着他。
He wants us to see the spiritual meaning behind it.
他叫我们能够看到这些事物背后的属灵的意义。
That's why the Gospel of John, these things are called signs.
所以在约翰福音的里面这些事情都是一些记号。
Every wonder, every miracle that our Lord performed has a meaning behind it.
所以所有主所做的神迹奇事背后有一个意义。
And actually it was explicit.
是很确定的。
And that's actually was the emphasis.
这那是那一个重点，那所强调的。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
It's wonderful, our creator.
那一位我们的那这一位创造的神是何等的奇妙。
His wisdom, his power, his energy just really infinite.
所以他的智慧他的能力实在是没有限量。
The earth came to this point because of that.
这个地球来到这一点是因着他。
We came because of that.
我们也因着他。
And the Lord wants to set our eyes on spiritual things.
所以我们的主要我们的眼光留意属灵的事。
And then the story of Jocelyn Bell also tells us that science is secondary.
所以那一位Jocelyn Bell 他的这个故事也告诉我们科学其实
God
是其次次要的。
The Lord comes into our heart.
我们的主进到我们的心中。
It's so profound.
是这样的的深刻。
But nothing else holds a candle to it.
没有一样的事物能够配哪根蜡烛。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, when we review these stories, and Lord, our hearts really prostrate before you.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的主，我们来读到这些的故事的时候，我们的心唯有向你俯伏。
Lord, we are lucky to live in the 21st century that we could look back to see that your word is now discovered by people to be real in its physical sense.
我们何等有幸活在这21世纪，能够看到人们因着发现你自己的话是何等的真实。
And yet, Lord, we thank you that your creation work in us is bigger than physical things.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你让我们看见这个物质的的世界其实是其次的。
Yeah. There is a much, much bigger work of your own work of creation that even call us your new creation.
因为在你的那个创造的里面还有一件是新造的人。
Now we are today all our new creations in Christ.
我们今天都是在基督里新造的人。
So Lord, we give ourselves to you.
主，我们把自己交给你。
Because you are trustworthy.
因为你是信实的。
And when we live on this earth,Day after day, you open our eyes to see the greatness of yourself.
我们活在地上，一天一天的，叫我们看见你自己的伟大。
Lord, we praise you and we worship you.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.